Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcot. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some source material straight from the Pitcot Library, and we're focusing on something that, it often gets a very specific label, whey protein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of whey, you probably picture the big tub, the scoop, the whole gym scene.
For sure. The gym bro's sidekick, as our source material calls it.
Exactly. But the whole mission for us today is to show that it's so, so much more than that. We're really looking at it as a tool for your overall systemic health.
That's absolutely right. And the information we're pulling from today, it's all from Pitcot's bestseller ebooks. It really paints this complete picture of whey as liquid gold.
Liquid gold. I like that.
Yeah. It's not just for building muscle, but for your metabolism, your immune system, even for longevity. So the goal for you listening is to walk away really understanding why this stuff might deserve a spot in your routine, you know, whether you lift weights or not.
And if you're someone who wants that deep, results-focused knowledge, but you want it fast, this is perfect. Everything we're covering comes straight from those resources.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you want to go even deeper, you can download them right now. Just go to www.pitcot.com/books. You can grab these ebooks and just keep that learning journey going.
So let's lay it out. We're going to define what whey is, mm-hmm. break down the different kinds you see on the shelf, and then really connect the dots between drinking a shake and all these unexpected health perks.
Perfect. Let's start with the absolute basics. This liquid gold, what is it and where does it come from?
Well, the origin story is actually surprisingly simple. The Pitcot Guide lays it out really clearly. It's a natural byproduct of making cheese.
Of cheese, really?
Yep. When you curdle milk, it separates. You get the solid parts, the curds that become cheese,
yeah.
and then you have this liquid left over.
Yeah.
That's the way.
So it's just repurposed, not letting good nutrition go to waste.
Exactly. But right there, that's where it gets complicated.
Oh.
Because what happens next? The processing. That determines everything about the final product you buy.
Okay, so that brings us to the three main forms. The first one is whey protein concentrate, or WPC. The source calls this the great all-rounder. What does that mean?
It means it's the least processed form. So you're looking at about 70 to 80% protein, but because it's not super filtered, it still has a little bit of lactose and fat in it.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Not at all.
Yeah.
For most people with no digestive issues, it's fantastic, it's cost-effective, it's nutritious. A perfect starting point.
Okay, so then we level up the purification. That gets us to whey protein isolate, WPI.
Mm-hmm. Isolate is where they filter it heavily. So almost all of that fat and lactose is gone. You're talking about a powder that's over 90% pure protein.
And that's the key, right? The lactose part.
That's the key. This makes it the perfect option if you're a bit sensitive to dairy or you're lactose intolerant. It's just cleaner, purer.
And the final one. This one has a kind of a weird name. Whey protein hydrolysate, WPH. The Pitcot material says it's, quote, pre-digested.
Yeah, that sounds strange, I know. But basically, it means they've used enzymes to break down the protein chains into smaller pieces before you even drink it.
So your body doesn't have to do that work.
Exactly. It means the absorption is incredibly fast. It's the fastest absorbing protein you can get.
So if it's the fastest, is it just the best? Should everyone be using hydrolysate?
Well, not necessarily. And that's a really important point. That speed is incredible for, say, an elite athlete who needs recovery to start instantly. But for the average person,
the extra cost might not be worth it.
Right. The slight speed advantage over a good isolate probably isn't a game changer for most of us. The purity of WPI or the solid nutrition of WPC is usually more than enough.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's get into the stuff that I think is really fascinating. Beyond just muscle, we all know whey helps with muscle growth. It's packed with those BCAAs, especially one called leucine.
Leucine is absolutely the superstar. You can think of it as the light switch for muscle repair. As soon as leucine enters your system, it tells your body, okay, time to build.
That's why it's so good after a workout.
But if we pull back and look at the whole picture, the benefits go so far beyond just looking good. Okay. Let's talk about the metabolic side of things.
Yeah, the source material talks a lot about fat loss. How does that work?
It's a two-part system. First is just satiety. I mean, protein keeps you feeling full way longer than carbs or fat do. So you naturally eat less.
Right.
And second, it helps you preserve lean muscle while torching fat. And that's critical. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn just sitting around. It boosts your metabolism.
Now, here's one I think will surprise people. The immune support. The idea that a protein shake can help you fight off bugs.
Yeah, this is where it gets really cool and scientific. Whey has these active compounds in it. Two big ones are lactoferrin and immunoglobulins.
Okay, break those down for me.
So lactoferrin basically grabs onto iron. And a lot of bad bacteria need iron to grow, so lactoferrin essentially starves them.
Wow.
And immunoglobulins are, well, they're basically antibodies. They're a core part of your immune system's defense team. So you're not just feeding your muscles, you're literally arming your body's defenses.
That is genuinely incredible. And thinking more long-term, what about as we get older, the source talks about bone health.
Absolutely. We always think about protein for muscle, but whey is also a great source of calcium and other minerals that are vital for bone density. It's a huge piece of the puzzle for staying mobile and preventing fractures later in life.
And it doesn't stop there. What about heart health? Pitcott's research says it might help with blood pressure and cholesterol.
Yes, and that ties right back into metabolic health. Whey is amazing at helping regulate your blood sugar after a meal. It slows everything down, prevents those big damaging spikes. The guide even says it's great for people with type 2 diabetes because of that stabilizing effect.
So let's just pause on that. Why is whey so often put on a pedestal compared to, say, getting your protein from steak or chicken? The term the source uses is complete protein.
Right. And that's a huge deal. It just means it has all 9 of the essential amino acids, the ones your body cannot make on its own. You have to get them from food.
And whey has all of them.
All of them. In one easy package. If a protein is missing even one, it's incomplete and your body can't use it as efficiently. Whey delivers the whole set.
And compared to something like red meat.
Well, red meat is a complete protein too,
okay,
but it often comes with a lot of saturated fat and cholesterol. Whey, especially in isolate, is designed to be this incredibly clean, low-fat, cholesterol-friendly source.
Huh.
You can get the protein without the baggage.
Plus that speed we talked about earlier, the quick absorption.
Yes. That makes it so versatile. It's perfect for right after the gym, obviously, but it's also amazing for that 3 p.m. slump, you know?
Oh, yeah, when you're hangry.
Exactly. It stabilizes your energy and stops you from reaching for a candy bar.
That makes so much sense. And I know for you listening, applying this is key. If this has been valuable and you want to see the studies behind all this, we really encourage you to continue that learning journey. Just visit www.pitcott.com. There are just tons of resources there beyond what we can cover. So now let's make this practical. How do we get whey into our daily lives without just chugging down gritty shakes all the time?
Right. We have to think of it as an ingredient. Of course, the 30-second smoothie is the easiest way. But the Pitcott guide suggests getting creative, like baking with it.
Protein pancakes or muffins.
Exactly. The source calls them super yum, and it's an amazing way to start your day with a solid protein hit.
I'm a big fan of just mixing it into yogurt or oatmeal, but my favorite tip from the guide is what they call the sneaky protein upgrade.
Ah, yes. Using the unflavored kind in savory dishes.
Tell me about that.
It's genius. You can add a scoop of unflavored whey to a soup or a sauce. It acts as a thickener and gives it a massive protein boost without changing the flavor.
Okay, but there's a trick to it, right? You can't just dump it in a boiling pot.
No, definitely not. You have to add it at the end with the heat turned down and whisk it in gently. Otherwise, it clumps up. And please, please use unflavored. I may have once made a tomato soup that tasted faintly of vanilla. It was not good.
I can imagine. So that idea of timing is really important. When does it really matter when you take your whey?
It absolutely matters. Mm-hmm. The big one everyone knows is right after a workout. Your muscles are just sponges then, crying out for it. But there are two other times that are just as important for your overall metabolism.
Okay, what are they?
First thing in the morning, it just jumpstarts your metabolism and gives you steady energy right from the get-go. And the other one is between meals.
To beat the snack attack.
That's it, exactly. It keeps you full and stable, which ties right back to those fat loss benefits we talked about.
Okay, but we have to be balanced here. Let's talk about the caveats, the potential downsides. Nothing works perfectly for everyone.
For sure. And the biggest one is digestion. If you've ever felt bloated after a shake, it's almost certainly the lactose.
Which brings us back to the different types.
Exactly. You need to switch to an isolate or a hydrolysate. They have almost no lactose, so they're much, much easier to digest.
But it's important to know the difference between an intolerance and a true allergy, right?
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
An intolerance means you have trouble digesting the sugar. An allergy is an immune reaction to the milk protein itself. And whey is a milk protein. If you have a true dairy allergy, whey is not for you.
So what's the alternative then?
That's when you look at high-quality plant-based proteins like pea or rice protein. The guide is very clear. Don't force whey if you have an allergy.
And the last major warning is for anyone with pre-existing kidney issues.
Yes. This is non-negotiable medical advice. For a healthy person, a high-protein diet is generally safe. But if your kidneys are already compromised, a big protein load adds extra stress. The rule is simple. Talk to your doctor first. Always.
So when we zoom all the way out, what's the final message? The guide says whey protein has to be paired with real food and movement.
That's the perfect way to put it. It's a tool, a powerful one, but it's not a magic bullet. It enhances a healthy lifestyle. It doesn't replace it.
So the final takeaway is that it's just incredibly versatile.
It really is. It's fuel, it's food, it's recovery, and it's results. It's an efficient way to make sure your body has what it needs, not just for the gym today, but for your bones, your heart, and your immune system for years to come.
So here's a final thought for you to mull over. We've talked about all these systemic benefits, immune support, bone density, heart health. So how does thinking about your daily protein that way as foundational health change your long-term view of fitness beyond just how you look?
It's really about building a body that's strong and resilient from the inside out. We really hope this deep dive was helpful. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and hit that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, if you love the show, press that like button. It really helps the algorithm recommend it to other people so they can find it too. And remember, you can find all the resources we talked about today on our website. Just visit www.pitcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.